You're listening to The Word from Westwood, a series of podcasts featuring sermons preached at Westwood United Methodist Church in Los Angeles, California.
Did you know that every single one of us here today have something in common? And it's a simple thing. We chose to be here. We chose to be here today in this place of worship. Well, I guess at least you chose to be here because the bishop told me I was going to be here. Now, given all the possibilities, friends, we have of what to do with time, why do we have this, what some people seem to consider an odd compulsion at best? We are here. We're here today choosing to be a part of something that many see as an anachronism or of little use to modern people. So I think it's important for us to continue to be asking this question once again this week, why the church? And my answer today is that it is a place to experience the holy. Now, what do you think of when you hear the word holy? Does holy describe a place? Does it describe something or someone? Or are there events that you consider to be holy? Have you ever experienced the holy? And why was that particular experience holy to you? Well, we're going to do something now that we've done a few times before, because I want us to really be thinking about this concept of holy and how we've experienced it and what it means to us. So yes, once again, we're going to spend a few moments talking to each other. So for those of you that would feel like you'd like to talk to the people you're worshiping with, move in, find a group. For those of you that want to use this as a time of meditation, no problem, that's great, because what a wonderful place in which to meditate. But I'm going to ask you now to talk about holy, how you define it, how you experienced it. So find some friends to talk to. They spend the entire service talking, but that's just to whet the appetite, and maybe that's a conversation you'll want to continue after church today. But see, friends, you just participated in something holy, because where else can we come together, really a group of strangers in many respects, and have deep conversations about things that are important? The church is a place to experience the holy. And in the culture in which we live, that's sometimes difficult. How many of you ever use nowadays the phrase crazy busy? Have any of you ever used that phrase in discussing what life is like and how you're feeling? Well, an example of that, I was speaking to my sister on Friday, and she and my brother left for a vacation trip. My brother-in-law left for a vacation trip yesterday. And when I spoke to her on Friday evening, she was absolutely thrilled, because she had just found out about 10 hours before they were leaving that she did not have to take her laptop with her to be in touch with work. Do some of you know what I'm talking about? I see heads nodding about that. She didn't have to take her laptop. There certainly are plenty of ways that we're connected these days, maybe overly connected. Many of us seem overly connected with work. Many of us are overly connected in our social networking that we participate in, whether it's Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or Snapchat or LinkedIn. I can't even keep up with all the names anymore, can you? And if that's not enough, it's the fact that we have these cell phones that follow us absolutely everywhere and find us everywhere we go. Do any of you remember a time when you couldn't communicate with people unless there was a payphone or a landline to call? It was a different day and age, wasn't it? Well, see, our modern society with our technology has been adding so much to our lives, cramming so much in, trying to produce increased productivity and keep us connected 24/7, that it's a wonder that you and I ever find a time to pause and breathe anymore. There's an old hymn that has the line, "Take time to be holy." But I'm not sure that fits in our schedule much anymore, does it? The result for us, I believe, friends, in the time in which we live, are overstressed people, that it's challenging to differentiate one day from the next because they seem to keep flowing into each other with little difference. Doesn't matter if it's Sunday, doesn't matter if it's Wednesday. About the only reason it might matter if it's Saturday and there's a college football game going on during that time of the year. Our level of exhaustion seems to have increased as a people. Our level of anxiety just seems to be normative now. In fact, we sometimes think this connectedness that we have is an achievement, and it's something to be proud of. But I wonder often if our technology, our so-called connectedness, our frenetic pace make it impossible for us to find the holy anymore. And friends, if ever there was a time that we need an alternative to our connected, disconnected lives, it's now. We need the holy. And I believe it's because of this reality that church becomes critically important, because church, I believe, offers a compelling way to experience the holy. How do we do it? We do it in our worship. We do it in our sacraments, through our sacraments. We experience the holy when we gather together in study, or in small groups. When we come together, friends, to be church, the very act suggests that we are pulling ourselves away from the everyday in order to become part of the other. That's one of the reasons we've erected buildings and that they become faith homes around the world, because they speak of a wide variety of ways to experience the holy, to encounter God. We experience the holy, and they're wildly different in our meeting spaces from a very simple friend's meeting house, or they might be extremely ornate like the medieval and Baroque cathedrals of Europe. For some people, it really is the simplicity that opens us up to this encounter for the holy. For others, it is about the stained glass and the expansive spaces, because they elevate our spirits from the everyday and the mundane and work to transport us to another place and experience. So yes, the physical space is important to be church, but that's really only the start. So what about church can help us to experience the holy? Well, I think one of the things that's important about church is we ask people to go deeper, to not just be content with the everyday. One of the ways we can do that, friends, is to gather to study when we open ourselves up to other possibilities and other outlooks. When we search our Bibles, when we consider our history as Jesus followers, when we talk about our theology or talk about our witness, we're saying yes to experiencing life in another way. It draws us in deeper. It helps give us the lenses to be able to see the holy. At a very basic level, we come together to study, to strive to understand how to connect with something that is more than ourselves, that which we most often name God. When we are in study, it gives us insight into a story which has captivated countless people and formed a worldview in which hope can abound. Bishop John Shelby Spong made this observation about how the study of Scripture forms us. The Bible tells me that every life is holy. The Bible tells me that every life is loved. The Bible tells me that every life is called to be all that it can be. Friends, that lesson, when we claim it, can change us. And it opens us to experiencing holy moments and holy encounters. You see, friends, when we gather and we engage in study like that, our attitude changes and it opens our eyes to see other possibilities. Friends, the church has always known that relationships are one of the best places where we can work with one another to better understand God in our lives, where the holy might be, and it's often in relationships with one another and in small groups that the holy breaks in. Small group experiences can be the backbone of church because they are the places where life can truly be shared. They are the places where the joys and valleys can be reflected upon. They are the places where we can learn together spiritual practices which help us to deepen our faith, to deepen our prayer, and fine-tune our vision to better see how God is at work around us. Sometimes, friends, there are even serendipitous events in small groups where we just know that we have experienced the Holy. It was in a small group long ago that a holy moment happened for me. The first time I experienced this strange thing we refer to as a call to ministry. It was in a small group where one of the women in the group, a senior, very experienced in life, deep in her faith, looked at me and said, "You're being called to go into ministry." That was a strange thing. That was a holy moment. Because we had spent 10 weeks together in small group, talking, discussing, sharing what was going on in their lives. I'm afraid at that point it wasn't a message I wanted to hear and had to struggle with that for a while. So friends, I know the power of small groups. I also know that small groups are countercultural because they are asking us to make something else important enough to be there and to be there for each other. Sometimes every week. It's sad, but sometimes we do not seem to want to set aside the clutter which fills our lives, the ordinary, in order to find time to experience and to be a part of the extraordinary. Well, the one activity which continues to be the major event in church life is still worship. Worship can be everything from something that is formal, something to which we're accustomed, with lots of pageantry and the smells and bells, as we say, or it can be a simple time of silent prayer. It's no accident that our houses of worship, through their architecture, facilitate certain forms of worship. And while worship can certainly happen anywhere, when style and environment work together to create holy space, it just has a way, friends, of taking us to another place. Do you know what I'm talking about? When we feel carried up into something else. Good worship, friends, gives us a variety of entry points. It might be for us the reading of Scripture on any given day, or the time of prayer, or a time for silence and meditation. Perhaps it's the music from the very quiet to the bombastic. Sometimes it's even the preaching. Or it may be the call to service that we give during a time of worship, or the giving and sharing of our resources. Worship is one of those places that draws us in to the holy. Worship is also a place where, like today, we celebrate the sacraments, the rituals that we participate in of communion and baptism. Now, in our understanding, while God and God's grace is always present with us, it is present in a special, particular way in the sacraments, offering you and me a link to something bigger than ourselves, something ancient, something in which followers of Jesus have found strength throughout the centuries. Today, we're celebrating one of those sacraments, as we do each month, communion. And we believe that God is present at this table with us. We believe that the bread and the wine, even though they might be symbols, they point us toward something more. It's interesting, the ancient Greek word for holy is the word hagios. Now, the word that is also used in the Eastern Orthodox Church to talk about the elements of bread and wine is hagia. The word is another form of holy. Think about it. What is set on this table before us today is holy. What we are coming together to do today is holy. And I think that is a really incredible way to think about communion. Communion is a time when we are touched by the holy. Now, while the church helps us to experience the holy and provides instruction and opportunities to deepen our spirituality when we're together, The real gift of the church is that it conditions us. It conditions us to consider how holy might enter into the rest of our lives and the rest of our time. Alice Walker, who you may remember as the author of The Color Purple, had this observation. Anybody can observe the Sabbath, but making it holy sure takes the rest of the week. That's right. What we do here is important. It is critically important. But the real thing the church provides for us is the ability to leave this place every week in hope and in joy and to seek the holy in places that, friends, might really surprise us. The church connects us to the holy. Where are you needing the holy in your life? Where might you find the holy? Amen.
Westwood United Methodist Church is located at 10497 Wilshire Boulevard in Los Angeles, between Westwood Village and Beverly Hills. Sundays are at the heart of this faith community's life, and we invite you to worship every Sunday at 10 a.m. A wide variety of opportunities for all ages are also available every week. To learn more, visit us on the web at www.westwoodumc.org or call the church office at area code 310-474-4511. I'm Janet Hoskins. Westwood United Methodist Church. Do justice, love kindness, walk humbly with God.